Now, Carl, on the face of it, a cat stuck on a roof, 5 fire crews. I mean, I think most people looking at that in black and white would say, that is ludicrous.
It is a heavy attendance. There are reasons why we had established an attendance for a work at height incident of that size. However, we too consider it to be disproportionate to that type of incident, and we've amended the policy to reflect that already.
So just explain, why on earth did the control room staff send so many people?
Well, the control room staff did nothing wrong. Our fire service responded on the 1st of October to working at height legislation by implementing some safe systems of work to protect the firefighters when they need to work at height. Part of that safe system of work was an automatic response to an incident above the first floor, external. The problem was that that response is heavy and not overly flexible, so that resulted in a disproportionate attendance for what was a relatively minor incident, hence our review and amendment.
I mean, in the end, a fire crew from just around the corner put up a ladder and got the cat down. But meanwhile, you had 4 crews from vast distances on their way to Leyston. A crew, 2 crews from Bury St Edmunds, some sort of 60 miles away.
Yeah, the incident was resolved very quickly. Leyston were the nearest station. They would have gone regardless. And they got the animal down within 3 minutes of their attendance at the incident. Now, other crews were mobilised as part of that standard attendance, but they were stood down and returned to station very quickly. So, yes, some diesel was burnt, but there was no other harm done in terms of fire cover to the service.
But, I mean, a vast turntable ladder and 3 extra crews to rescue a moggy from a roof. I mean, surely somebody somewhere must have thought, hang on, this is over the top.
Yeah, well, the essence of the working at height legislation is about minimising the risk to the firefighters, and that does include the use of aerial appliances like a turntable ladder. It does include the use of specially trained personnel with harnesses. And it did occur to us, after this incident had occurred, that response was disproportionate. However, should an incident with a person or a very complex rescue or difficult working at height arise in the future, that is the size of attendance that we would need to safely cope. However, for incidents of the nature of yesterday, then we will be sending an officer to go and assess that scene and call on an appropriate size attendance based on what they find when they get there.
I think a lot of people listening to this would say that's health and safety gone mad. I mean, even with a human stuck on a roof, 5 crews.
I wouldn't agree that it's health and safety gone mad.
But why 5 crews? If somebody's on a roof, I mean, wouldn't 2 or perhaps 3 suffice?
Well, it's less about the crews rather than the safe systems of work. Now, you need to implement the right systems of work to protect the workforce. And the response is proportionate to an incident for which you'd have to deploy an aerial appliance, firefighters in harnesses, and be able to rescue and support and work with those people in that situation. That is the reality of complying with the legislation. The flexibility, well, we've already made changes that recognise the flexibility we need as a result of yesterday.
So the fire service got it wrong on this one?
The headlines we attracted were not the sort of headlines that we would choose. We would rather be positively referred to by the media in terms of the humanitarian service that we provide to animals as well as people.
Surely you can understand why the headlines are as they are. I mean, it's right, you deploy more than 20 firefighters to rescue a cat.
Yeah, of course, in this day and age, there's a particular sensitivity to the use of resources, and we respect that. That has been taken into account in the review that we've carried out. The cat was rescued. The animal was in distress. That's been lost, unfortunately, in the process of the story unfolding. But that wastage has been eliminated. Now the lesson's been learned, and that won't be happening again.
So what would happen in future in this sort of scenario?
Okay, what we would do to a call of this nature in the future, we would dispatch an officer to go and assess the scene. It'd be a single officer in a car, a flexible duty officer. They would assess the scene and then call on an appropriate attendance if one was needed at all to deal with that with that actual incident.
But I mean, you can understand it, this must be embarrassing. I mean, it can't be easy for you standing here explaining this, because I mean, it doesn't look good, does it?
I'd rather be dealing with an interview that was a positive one based on the good work we'd done for the community. That's what I'm used to. It's not the sort of headline that we attract. It's not the attention we particularly seek. But we learn the lessons. We respond very quickly, as we always do. It's been amended. We move on. And if someone